Keltra thinks back to the earliest moment of that same day, and something begins to dawn on him. "Here they are," Duke says as he lays out a number of intricate items upon the table. One item is a short scepter with a golden-winged serpent upon the end of a marble shaft. The shaft is covered in strange glyphs. The second item is a rune tablet depicting hieroglyphic depictions of ancient Shaya priests. And the final item is a tempered wooden box covered in archaic runes and Shaya sigils. It has a strange metallic lock upon the top. "That is quite the haul," Dean Gerberius says, peering over the ancient Shaya artifacts. Duke shrugs. "'Tis but a small collection compared to the items I left at Brucader Academy, I assure you." The two older gentlemen step out of the archive's door as the dean locks it back up. The two begin to chat again as they make their way up towards the dean's office. Duke begins, "Like I said, I'll want to research the unknown runes on these items in the Academy's library as soon as I return from my expedition. So please keep them safe for me. I don't detect any obvious magical auras, but then again, my spellcraft is not quite what it used to be." "No problem, Professor Embercleave. Your artifacts will be safe in the Academy's archives until you return. Let us discuss your expedition some more. I've always thought the Brailheim ruins were very under-researched." And the two men continue their chat down the hall. A few days pass, until one morning, two figures stand at the doors to the Academy archives. "Promise you won't tell anyone?" Prevelia says to Kiltro as they come to the archives door. "Sure, it'll be our little secret," Kiltro says, flashing a smile. "I'm so excited! Once I heard Professor Embercleave had brought Shaya ruins, relics, I knew I'd have to see them. Good thing I volunteer at the archives," she winks at Kiltro as she unlocks the door. The two step into the large dusty room. Most of the room is crammed with ancient books and tattered texts, other portions containing glass displays featuring old artifacts, most of them from the Gnomon Empire. However, in one corner, placed unsuspectingly upon a desk, were three new items of obvious Shaya origin. "These are it!" Prevelia tries to contain her excitement as she rushes over to the items, peering at them closely. She summons a magical light and peers at them. Kiltro stands nearby. He was admiring Revelia's beauty in the magical light, as it sparkled in her wonder-filled eyes and glittered on her tightly bound hair. "I need to tell her how I feel," he thought. "Wow, look at this!" Prevelia turns to Kiltro, who quickly shook off his daze. He steps closer to Prevelia as they look down closely upon the wooden box. She points to the metal clasp upon the top of the box, which seems to have a small finger-shaped depression. "This looks like I should put my finger in there." Prevelia puts her finger close to the box, but then pulls it away. "I guess I shouldn't. Who knows what that might do? It might not be safe." "What could happen?" Kiltro teases her. He pushes her finger into the box for her, but nothing happens. "Kiltro, that could have been dangerous!" Revelia seems only to be feigning her upset as she was smiling at him with beaming teeth and rosy cheeks. She lightly bumps her fist into his shoulder. "Let me try." Kiltro was feeling like he needed to impress her. He shoved his finger nonchalantly into the small depression before she could protest. The metal clasp immediately clicked, and it fell from the holds on the top of the box. Kiltro and Prevelia looked at each other with wide astonishment. The box suddenly opened, and a rush of air burst forth. A swirl of black smoke began to funnel out of the box like a growing tornado. Wind ripped and roared through the chamber as Kiltro and Prevelia stepped away from the box. Lightning crackled at the swirling chaos as Prevelia clutched Kiltro tightly. There was a flash of light and a thunderous bang. The two put their hands over their ears, or over their eyes. Then there was nothing. Silence. Kiltro peeked at the box, and it was quiet. Just a small wooden box, empty and otherwise uninteresting. He stepped towards the box, and closed the lid carefully, and replaced the metal clasp, and locked it back in place. Prevelia was still holding Kiltro's hand tightly as the two exited the archives. They were suppressing their mischievous laughter as Prevelia locked the door. "What is going on here?" Dean Gerberius called from the top of the stairs. "I heard quite a ruckus!" Prevelia was quite nervous and seemed like she was about to confess. Just a spell prank. Sorry, Dean, Kiltro lied. I just wanted to scare Brevelia here. The Dean shook his head disdainfully. I'm glad I ran into you, Kiltro. I'd like to speak with you in my office. Meet me in an hour? Yes, sir, Kiltro swallowed. He had a feeling he knew what this meeting was about. After the Dean stepped away, Brevelia turned to Kiltro. I don't know what that was, but thanks for covering for me. No problem, Kiltro looked into her eyes. He needed to tell her. Now was the time. You're a really good friend. Those words put a stop on Kiltro's mouth. Is that what she thinks? Are we just friends? He thought. Anyway, I have an exam tomorrow on energetic essences, so let's chat tomorrow. She leaned up to Kiltro and kissed him on the cheek, then rushed up the stairs. Kiltro just stood there quite confused.